NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff suggests ways to use Tim Burton's Frankenweenie to add spark to your science classroom.
As Halloween approaches, science teachers may be looking for ways to link classroom activities to the holiday. Students likely already connect Halloween with at least one of Tim Burton's movies, as most have a dark, creepy atmosphere befitting the season. Burton has written or directed a number of films that have achieved cult classic status over his long career. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, and The Nightmare Before Christmas are probably the best examples. Burton is fond of the mad scientist character and has used the trope many times in his films. And characters raised from the dead or constructed from non-living materials are also a favorite, showing up in Edward Scissorhands and Corpse Bride. And now, in Frankenweenie. Frankenweenie is an animated feature-length remake of a live-action short film Burton made as a side project in 1984 while he was working at Disney as an animator. It takes the idea of reanimating the dead from Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein and retells the story as a middle school science fair project gone wrong. Fans of classic horror stories will enjoy a treasure trove of references in the names of characters, situations portrayed, and even recreated shots. Victor Frankenstein, who is voiced by Charlie Tehan, is the devoted owner of a small dog, Sparky, who stars in Victor's homemade monster films. Victor's parents, Martin Short and Catherine O'Hara, indulge his movie-making and let him work in the attic undisturbed. Victor goes to school with a very unusual collection of classmates, kids who resemble characters from classic horror films, including a hunchback who looks an awful lot like Igor, a tall Boris Karloff look-like, and a girl with a breathy voice who carries a cat with her everywhere she goes. In the end, Victor's only real friend is Sparky. A new science teacher joins Victor's school, Mr. Rozgruski, voiced by Martin Landau, who demonstrates that the leg of a dead frog can be made to move by electrical stimulation. This is a recreation of work done by Galvani and Volta in the 18th century, when the phenomenon was known as animal electricity. After this dramatic demonstration, Mr. Rozgruski announces an upcoming science fair competition. This generates some enthusiasm in class for students to come up with their own demonstrations. Now, although Victor is more interested in the science fair, his dad pushes him to try baseball as a way to get out of the attic and interact with other school kids. At the first game, Victor hits the ball into the street. Sparky chases it, is hit by a car, and killed. Victor is crushed by this loss and retreats to his attic room.
When you lose someone you love, they never really leave you. They just move into a special place in your heart.
I don't want them in my heart. I want him here with me.
I know. If we could bring him back, we would.
Remembering Mr. Ruskowski's demonstration, Victor decides that his science fair project will be to bring Sparky back to life using the nightly thunderstorm that visits the town of New Holland. Victor succeeds by building an apparatus that raises Sparky's body high above the roof and attracts a bolt of lightning.
Sparky! Your dog is alive!
Now he has to keep Sparky's new life a secret from his parents and his classmates. In a town as small as New Holland, and with Igor poking around looking for a science fair partner, it's not possible to keep a secret for long. Other kids want to bring their deceased pets back to life, with terrible consequences for the town. Teachers can use this film to discuss the love and passion for science that drives scientists to do their work. Teachers can also point to the accurate representation that scientists often fail and have to be resilient enough to learn from their errors and move on. At the same time, the film reinforces some common misconceptions about science and scientists. Both Victor and Mr. Rozgruski fall into the mad scientist stereotype. They're antisocial, mysterious, and attract the ire of normal townspeople. The representation of the scientist and inventor in How to Train Your Dragon appeals to me much more. Hiccup takes the time to draw out plans for his work, and we see his design, testing, and redesign sequence more than once. Well, in Frankenweenie, Victor seems to solve his scientific challenges almost by accident. Though the film is not the best representation of scientists or the practice of science, teachers can take advantage of the spooky Halloween feel of Frankenweenie to bring up scientists' passion for their studies and the possible unintended consequences of cutting-edge work.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
I can fix that.